glad to have on the KSRO live line. Yeah, it's going to be a delicious time of the newscast. Judy Groverman Walker is here. She's the organizer of the Artisan Cheese Festival that's coming right up. Judy, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
This is becoming, this festival becoming more and more a favorite in Sonoma County, isn't it?
It is. Well, actually, it's a national celebration of cheese, so we see people from all over the country. But, yes, hoping to see more Sonoma County residents this year.
Yeah, and it's at the fairgrounds, and it rolls from the 23rd of this month through the 25th, and we'll give away a pair of tickets to it in just a few minutes. But how did this all get started here in Sonoma County?
Well, it actually started because the Sheraton Hotel in Petaluma was looking for an event to drive more customers in the off-season, back when we had an off-season.
Yeah.
And so Tom Birdsall decided, let's start a cheese festival. And because cheese makers and the dairy industry are so strong in Sonoma County, it was a perfect fit. And all that it has done is grown. And actually more cheese makers have come out of the festival because of it being in Sonoma County. We now have a lot more cheesemakers locally.
And can you enlighten me, Judy, on the difference between cheese and artisan cheese?
Well, artisan cheese is going to be the smaller, more boutique companies. It's going to be the people that, you know, the cheese is actually touched by people, not just by machines. So these most of the artisan cheesemakers that you'll see at the cheese festival have their own dairies, and they have their own, it's either dairy goats or dairy sheep or dairy cattle. They milk them. They make their own cheese. It's very boutique industry.
Is there a special room set up, Judy, for the Artisan Cheese Festival when it comes to the stinky cheeses? Do they have their own room, or are they mixed in with all the other cheeses?
They are mixed in, but there aren't that many stinky cheeses. I think those are more imported cheeses. I think we have very few stinky cheeses at the California Cheese Festival.
All right, very good to know. And how many vendors will be participating in this event?
So it depends. Each day we have different activities. We have about 28 total cheesemakers working with us throughout the 3 days. But at the marketplace on Sunday, we'll have over 100 cheese and accoutrement vendors. So it'll be jams, jellies, crackers, breads, anything that goes with cheese will be at the marketplace on Sunday, March 25th.
Seems like there should be at least one person with a lot of hanging salamis, at least adjacent to the cheese festival. That seems appropriate, doesn't it?
It does, and we're working on getting some charcuterie there also.
Indeed, and I know that on Friday, the best bite of the Artisan Cheese Festival is coming up, and you're going to take this opportunity to pay tribute to some of the folks who risked their lives during the October wildfires.
Correct. We actually have invited some of our first responders to help us as judges at the event, so they're going to have the opportunity to go around.
That's a pretty good gig.
And taste all those great bites of it's actually cheeses will be made into either a recipe, or there'll be fresh bites of cheese on a cracker with different accoutrements.
Oh, it just sounds so good, the whole thing. And then on Saturday, the seminars and the pairing demos, that's always a very, very popular part. Cheese and cocktails, that's also going on Saturday. And then Sunday, bubbles and brunch. Well, if you can't have cheese at a brunch, there's something terribly wrong, right?
Correct. We have a couple of celebrity chefs coming in from La Marca Tapas Bar in Berkeley, and they're going to be creating a brunch where you actually get to watch them make a couple of the dishes that you'll actually be eating. And then the people that go to the brunch actually get early entry into the marketplace so they can go in and shop before everybody else gets in.
Yeah, the marketplace, very popular too. And I'm wondering, Judy, now people, you know, make a lot of different things at home. People make wine at home. People make beer at home. Can you make cheese at home?
You can. You just, you know, it's a product that you need to make sure you've got a clean environment when you're making cheese, but there's a lot of people that make their own cheese.
Well, it's going to be a fantastic weekend. It always is with the Artisan Cheese Festival. This is the 12th annual, and it's coming up March 23rd through the 25th. Judy, thanks for being here. I won't wish you good luck because I don't think you'll need it.
Thank you, but hopefully we'll see you at the Cheese Festival, Pat.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. I would love to come. All right, that is Judy Groverman Walker. She's the organizer of the Artisan Cheese Festival.